The Americans. Reconstruction to the 21st Century. Chapter 25, Section 1. A Conservative Movement Emerges. Before you read. In the last section, you read about the environmental movement. In this section, you will learn about the growth of the conservative movement leading up to 1980. The conservative movement builds. Why did conservatism grow? American conservatism had been gaining support since Barry Goldwater's run for the presidency in 1964. Many people were questioning the power of the federal government. Many Americans resented the cost of entitlement programs. These are programs that guaranteed benefits to particular groups. By 1980, one out of every three households was receiving benefits from government programs. Americans were unhappy paying taxes to support these benefits. Some people also became frustrated with the government's civil rights policies. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 was meant to end racial discrimination. But over the years, some court decisions extended the act. Some people opposed laws that increased minority opportunities in employment or education. During the 1970s, right-wing grassroots groups emerged to support single issues. Together, these groups were known as the New Right. Among the causes they supported were opposition to abortion and school busing, blocking the Equal Rights Amendment, and supporting school prayer. Many in the New Right were critical of affirmative action. This was the policy that required employers to give special consideration to women, African Americans, and other minority groups. The New Right called this reverse discrimination, discrimination against white people and specifically white men. Right-wing groups tended to vote for the same candidates. These voters formed the Conservative Coalition. This was an alliance of some intellectuals, business interests, and unhappy middle-class voters. Members of the Conservative Coalition shared some basic positions. They opposed big government, entitlement programs, and many civil rights programs. They also believed in a return to traditional moral standards. Religious groups, especially Christian fundamentalists, played an important role in the conservative coalition. Some of these groups were guided by television preachers. Some of them banded together and formed the Moral Majority. They interpreted the Bible literally. They also believed in absolute standards of right and wrong. The Moral Majority criticized a decline in national morality. They wanted to bring back what they saw as traditional American values. Question 1. What basic positions did members of the Conservative Coalition share? Conservatives win political power. Why was Reagan popular? The Conservatives found a strong presidential candidate in Ronald Reagan. He won the 1980 nomination and chose George Bush as his running mate. Reagan had been a movie actor and a spokesman for General Motors. He won political fame with a speech for Barry Goldwater during the 1964 presidential campaign. In 1966, Reagan was elected governor of California. He was re-elected in 1970. In the 1980 election, Reagan ran on a number of issues: Supreme Court decisions on abortion, the teaching of evolution, and prayer in public schools, all upset conservative voters. Reagan also had a strong anti-communist policy. Reagan was an extremely effective candidate. High inflation and the Iranian hostage crisis also helped Reagan. Reagan easily won the 1980 election. The election also gave Republicans control of the Senate. Question 2. What factors helped Reagan win the presidential election in 1980?